This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Dominic Robles. Date of birth, September 29, 1977. Case ID number 2892168. Date of examination, July 14, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Julian Salazar, FNP, dated 2/4/2022. Identifying information. This is a 44-year-old married male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus and an amputated right lower extremity. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in December of 2021, where he had a custodian job for 2 months. The claimant states that he also worked in a meat market for 2.5 years. He states he has done no other work since that time. But during the time that he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his family, and his wife is working. He is presently not on disability benefits. Allegations number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Number two, amputated, below knee amputation of the right leg. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus, insulin-dependent. The claimant states that in 2010, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, and a weight loss of 80 pounds. He does have in-organ damage or retinopathy, but denies any nephropathy or cardiovascular disease. The claimant states he does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of his left foot with numbness. The claimant checks his blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 180 to 210 mg/dL. He also states that the lowest it's ever been has been 100 mg/dL and that the highest it's ever been is 275 mg/dL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 8.8, which is somewhat high. At the present time, he's taking Lispro insulin, 20 units, BID, Lantus, which he's not using at this time, secondary to lack of funds. And he does not recall what the dose was. He is also on pioglitazone, 15 milligrams QD, and metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. He does not appear to be well controlled at this time. Allegation number two, below knee amputation, secondary to complications with cellulitis. The claimant states that in March of 2021, he had an abscess and a cellulitis of his small toe of the right side of his leg. The small toe was amputated. On March the 2021, however, the foot continued to get infected, and eventually a below knee amputation had to be performed on 2/4/2022, secondary to abscess formation and probable osteomyelitis. His wound appears to be clean at this time and well healed. He denies any injections or fractures. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, comma, and numbness that he feels every day on the stump, as well as on the regular foot. His limitations include being able to walk with a walker 60 feet, comma, but unable to stand, climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, occasionally use a skillet, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to sweep at this time. He does have two assistive devices, which are crutches and walkers and a walker, and states that he uses a walker at all times, especially when he goes out. He did present with a walker to my office. The claimant is presently on Motrin 600 milligrams TID, which does give him relief. And he does no other physical activity. His physician is Dr. Vishwas Patel and states that he does not have a prosthesis at this time, secondary to lack of funds. Family history. He did not know his father, but his father passed away. His mother died at the age of 35 years of age from lupus, and she also had hypertension and hypercholesterolemia. Medications, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams, TID, insulin, Lispro, 20 units, BID. The claimant is supposed to be on Lantus, but states that he is no longer taking it, secondary to lack of funds. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams, BID, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, QD, omega-3, 1-PO QD, amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD, losartan, 50 milligrams QD, pioglitazone, 15 milligrams QD, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, and atorvastatin, 20 milligrams PO QD. Social history. The claimant denies any history of smoking, cigarettes, alcohol. The claimant states he drinks about two beers every 2 weeks and has done so for about 22 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. The claimant does smoke marijuana and is presently on probation. He was in prison for a short period of time. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used marijuana was in 2020. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight, 242 pounds. Height, 5 feet 10 inches. BP, 135 over 81 mmHg. Heart rate, 99 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. BMI, 35. General. This is a 44-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. The claimant has told me that he is scheduled for laser next month of his eyes for a vessel that appears to be bubbling up. However, at this time, he has no retinal bleeds. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but mildly distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to extremities? After the last sentence, the claimant has a right below knee amputation, which appears to be well healed at this time. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over body. However, the claimant does have multiple tattoos over his body. Could you please drop down to neurological? The last sentence, reflexes of the patella and ankle were plus one bilaterally, as well as plus one for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and somewhat ontologic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a walker that he uses at all times. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. He was unable to perform a heel and shin exam secondary to the amputation. The Romber sign was not performed secondary to the amputation and him unable to stand. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted except for the right below knee amputation. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant did have difficulty in flexion of the lumbar spine secondary to instability and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and left lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally in the sitting position. However, in the supine position, it was 60 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. There is normal range of motion and strength of the left knee. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion and strength of the right knee, secondary to the amputation. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own, secondary to the amputation on the right side. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty getting up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes, as well as walk at a normal tandem rate secondary to the amputation. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires a walker at all times and would benefit from a prosthesis, which he states he cannot afford at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally, cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, reflexes were decreased but symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were plus 1. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting but some muscle spasms noted. Muscle strength is plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to the amputation. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the right lower extremity, secondary to the amputation. He is unable to heel toe and walk normally without a walker. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and very minor limitations in visual acuity, which is actually normal for binocular acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to poorly controlled diabetes mellitus and right below knee amputation. Probable diagnoses, number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, dash, being treated at this time partially. However, the claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 8.8, and he does not appear to be well controlled. The claimant has not bought all his medications, secondary to lack of funds. Number two, below knee amputation of the right leg, confirmed with physical examination, appears to be well healed. However, the claimant still does not have a prosthesis and has difficulty ambulating. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Dominique Robles.